रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 38. Rama camps on Mount Suvela. The recitation begins now. Next, turning to Sugriva and Vibhishna, who were utterly devoted to him, loved Dharma, were wise in counsel, and did the right actions at the right time, Rama said, "Friends, behold the Mount Suvela shining with various herbs. Tonight we shall camp here and feast our eyes on its beauty. We shall see from here the city of Lanka, where abides that wicked one who carried away my wife and called down death upon himself. When we consider the rules of conduct laid down by the great ones and the traditions and nobility of his race, his conduct is inexplicable. Owing to his mean, rakshasa nature, he has brought upon himself this dreadful sin that is condemned by all. At the mere mention of his name, I am beside myself with rage. The sin of this wretch has brought ruin and destruction to all the rakshasas. A single person commits a sin through the mighty power of time, and this sin brings death and destruction upon his entire clan." So saying, Rama went up Mount Suvela with wrath at his heart against Ravana. Lakshmana followed him, fully armed and guarding him carefully. Gaj, Gavaksh, Gavai, Sharab, Gandhamadan, Panasa, Kumuda, Hara, Rambha, Jambavan, Sushena, Rishabha, Durmukha, Shatbali, Mainda, Dvivida, Neela, Angada, Hanuman, Sugriva and his ministers, and Vibhishna and others all followed Rama. These monkey heroes, swift like Vayu, reached the mountaintop quickly and beheld Lanka built on the summit of the Trikuta mountain and hanging, as it were, from the sky. Looking at the city with its beautiful fortresses, gates and corridors, filled with auspicious crowds of rakshasas, they were struck by wonder. The rakshasa warriors that guarded the fortress walls were beyond count and dark of hue. They appeared as if they were another corridor. The monkeys, eager for battle, were filled with enthusiasm and warlike spirit. Catching sight of the rakshasas, they roared like wild lions. Meanwhile, twilight came on and the sun descended. The moon, lovely in radiance, took his place in the sky. Thus Rama spent that night on Mount Suvela, waited upon by Vibhishna and guarded by Lakshmana and the monkey generals. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanorajaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.